Could there be, as a result, a kind of soft landing, which is a slow depreciation, inflation, whichever way you look at it, but either side of the coin, which is kind of a manageable way out of this big debt load?
When you have so much debt that is also somebody's stored wealth, either the debtor or the creditor is going to pay. And it becomes very, very difficult to balance those two things for central banks. That's why that's the challenge of having a lot of debt, which is a lot of financial assets, because that balancing act becomes difficult. So I think that right now, we have a problem in that a high enough interest rate to adequately control inflation or provide an adequate return to inflation is too high of an interest rate for the capital markets and for the economy. So I believe that we're entering a period which it's going to be very, very difficult for the Fed and for other central banks to try to find that right balance. They're going to navigate between those two things. Too tight means a bad economy, and too loose means a bad inflation. And I think that difference is going to produce more of a stagflation type of environment. This is particularly true internationally because internationally, a lot of the world is holding bonds because it's a reserve currency. If you want to save in a bond, if you want to save in dollars because you use it so much, you buy it and you save in it and you buy the bonds, but they're overweighted in dollars. So it's not certain, but it is a big, big risk that I think everybody's too casual about.